Thrilled at the opportunity to finally play a match that is not in my bathroom.
Griffin Newman versus Josh Horowitz, round number 2 in New York, in Brooklyn. Both New York gentlemen, both undefeated in the undercard.
I've got pants. I still have pants that I own, so I can put them on. Sure, why not?
I want to get back out there. I want to get into the field. I want to be playing people IRL. And I'm glad that the Schmodown is coming to us to let us both play home field advantage in the city that we know.
If you have an opportunity to get to that match in Brooklyn on October 9th during Comic-Con weekend, get there at SchmodownLive.com.
Cantina, it is the ultimate schmodown. It is the singles tournament. I'm Christian Harlow.
Hey, I am Mark Baby Carrots Ellis. And you know, Christian, when you think about a primetime environment like what we have right here at the Scum and Villainy Cantina, you've seen some matches that have already aired that we taped here. But this one in particular features a rookie of some note versus someone who we're not sure is going to show up.
Well, we're pretty sure he will show up because I think he was sleeping at the bar. But ladies and gentlemen, what a match we have today. What a match we have today. And it is the rookie sensation King Khan versus the delinquent Lon Harris. This is swag. This is the Finstock Exchange. What a battle of personalities, because you get these rookies at the Finstock Exchange drafted. And everyone's like, what are they doing? This is crazy, this draft. Khan's 2-0. You look at what Griff Newman has done. You look at Lieberman and, I mean, Raddus. Like, everybody that they have drafted has really delivered. Can the kid do it against a veteran in Lon Harris?
That's going to be a big proving ground for him today. And for a look as to how we got here, we have another killer promo edited by someone not named me.
Paul Preston. Win. Paul Preston again. Loss. Sabina Graves, win. Adam Collins, loss. Drew McWeeny, win. Chance Ellison, loss. King Khan. You might think you see a pattern, but I have other plans for my match against Lon Harris.
You did get handed a -1 today.
Wait, negative, what do we lose? -1 what?
This is why, and I say it every time, Lon Harris is one of my favorite people to watch play. I don't even know if he knows he's competing in movie trivia, but whatever he's doing it right, and Winston seems to have him on course somehow.
Lon Harris is one of the most hot and cold players I have ever watched. Just never know what to expect out of that guy.
He could lose in TKO, and you're like, oh, that's it. And then he can KO you like that.
What Lon has is a real relaxed attitude and veteran experience.
Now, is he a formidable opponent? Sure. The guy naturally watches a ton of movies as one of the writers of Honest Trailers. But if we're being honest, he looks like he lives in a trailer.
Then you go over and look at what King Khan did. Like you said, big knockout on Flickinger. That is insane. Nobody saw that coming.
I compared my Flickinger match to David versus Goliath. Give me 1 second.
Oh, boy.
That's better.
You're speaking from firsthand experience. The guy didn't miss against me. He's good.
Look what happened with most rookies. Most rookies in their second match played another rookie.
Yes.
I bypassed that because I'm that good, and
yes,
I just proved it today. So my next match, I'll play literally anybody.
You've just seen too many holes in Lon's game for too long to really expect him to deliver in the clutch. Does that mean he can't win? No. It just means that if I was a betting man, I would take the upset. I would bet on Khan.
The guy can't even win 2 singles matches in a row. Meanwhile, I joined the Schmodown with championship aspirations in mind, and that hasn't changed one bit.
King Khan living up to his name. Will the MTS be the kingdom that he rules over this season if he continues to play the way that he did? Absolutely will be the answer to that question.
By the end of today, Dylan, there's only one thing I ask of you. Bend the knee. The king has arrived. End of tie. Oh, wait. You get the idea.
Hey, Schmodown fans, I'm Mark Baby Carrots Ellis, and after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we all have learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service for just $15 a month, I thought, okay, that's nice. What's the catch? Well, after speaking with them and converting to their service, I figured it out. There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. Think about that. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes sweet savings directly to you. So full disclosure, I first joined Mint because I thought, hey, I like the commercials. Maybe I get to meet Rick Moranis. But once I joined, I realized that their service is better than my old provider. It was a piece of cake to switch. And again, best of all, it's saving me boatloads of cash. So if you're somebody looking for extra savings, and who isn't these days, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk, text, plus high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network. What's a cool feature is that you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you can keep your same number along with all of your existing contacts. For whatever reason, if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has their 7-day money-back guarantee. Look, the bottom line is this. If you switch to Mint Mobile, you get your premium wireless service for just $15 a month. Sounds great? Here's how you do it. To get your wireless service plan for just $15 a month and shipped directly to you for free, just go to mintmobile.com/MTS. That's mintmobile.com/MTS. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/MTS.
And that's exactly what we thought. We saw a lot of smack talk. We saw a lot of, will Lon even be here? But Winston knows he needs this win. He needs it. Just had Paulo Yama play Harley, but he had Kemp get knocked out in a great match against Horowitz. But he is starting to really need these victories. He needs Lon to win here today.
And this is why you have a tournament setting, because a lot of points can come in bunches if one of your competitors gets on a roll. But in order for Khan to do that today, in order for Harris to do that today, well, he's going to have to wake up. But for Khan to do it, he's going to have to keep displaying that movie trivia acumen in a variety of categories, because Lon Harris, for all his delinquency, man, does he know a lot about movies when he sets his mind to it. It's going to be a fun one, partner.
You ready?
I'm pumped.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown! Three rounds in the singles division. There is the music there by the Finstock Exchange, and we just await King Khan, the 2-0 rookie.
The music that has been piped through so many gas stations in Barstow.
Yes, and David B. playing. Almost iconic for the Finstock Exchange now.
Iconic.
You like that?
King-conic.
Yes. And here they come. The question is, how many of the Exchange are going to be with King Khan here?
They're
and here they come.
Fun.
There he comes, King Khan. Oh, and the Barbarian is with them. There is the Barbarian.
Elvis is in the building, Christian.
And they're getting booed.
Yeah.
They're getting booed. And there's the king. The king is here. The king is here.
His now customary crown adorning his head, followed closely by his manager.
He is obviously now. Finstock put a lot of stock in him. Introducing first, representing the Finstock Exchange with a record of 2 wins, no defeat, and 1 knockout. He is King Khan!
King Khan. Mostly boos from this crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
And he seems to thrive off it, enjoying the moment, welcoming the hate.
He's been talking a lot of smack. Can he deliver today? I don't think you're going to hear a lot of boos as we await his opponent. there is that, you talk about familiar music.
That is
Matthew Reed.
The legendary tones of Team Swag.
That is, and this one has been absolutely, you can play this one in clubs. I'll do my dad dance.
Such a crucial match for this entire faction.
Absolutely.
All on the shoulders of the delinquent.
Could they have gotten him here? That's the big question.
Is he here?
We're going to find out in just a moment.
He's currently being showering in a dumpster. There
it is. There is that music. And now they wait. And here they come, ladies and gentlemen.
He showed up.
Winston Marshall.
Showed up.
Winston Marshall, who is here. And Lon Harris made it. Lon Harris, the delinquent, is here, ladies and gentlemen. And his opponent, with a record of 6 wins, 6 defeats, and 1 knockout. He is the delinquent, Lon Harris!
I thought we were just getting like a scotch and soda, man. What's going on?
That's only if you win.
Finish the game, I'll buy you a scotch and soda.
Bummer, dude.
All right, our competitors are here. The managers are waiting. And Mark, we are ready to get going in this round one matchup of the Ultimate Schmodown. What are the rules?
The rules of round number one, although it is filmed in a bar, Mr. Harris, you must put back the bottle that I clearly saw you swipe in your intro.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Chew, spit out the gum. Thank you. Round number one goes as thus. 8 questions from 8 different corners of movie trivia Schmodown knowledge will be asked to the field of competition. Once a question is asked, competitors have 15 seconds to write down their best attempt at an answer with whatever writing surface they have in front of them. Once we ask them by name or nickname, they're going to reveal their answer attempt to their camera and then also aim it towards us as well as our beloved audience. Question's worth 1 point. No penalty for missing a question. There is no stealing in round number one. I'll remind each competitor of your 3 usages of the JTE rule throughout the duration of the match. Name for famed competitor, legendary Schmodown figure JTE, who is currently dining right across the street. That is your repeat. If you need something asked again, you're not sure you heard a question right, use a JTE rule. You also each have 1 challenge you may utilize at any point throughout the 3-round match. God willing, it's not going to be Finstock getting more mic time. So, those are the rules in round number one as I have read them, Christian. And we do ask the audience to once again, please, if you think you know the right answer, do not say it at all. These competitors, they have rabbit ears.
Lon Harris, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
King Khan, are you ready?
Well, I'm shocked that he's ready, but I'm ready.
Then let's get ready to Schmodown! Crowd is great. We are ready to go. Round number one, question number one. We're going to start with some dramas. Will Smith, Rosario Dawson, and Woody Harrelson star in this 2008 film about a man with a secret who sets out to change the lives of a group of strangers.
Kind of how the Schmodown began. Secret from a pizza place in Anaheim?
I found it. I found the pizza place.
Did you?
I did. 5, 4.
Can you repeat the question?
First one. Will Smith, Rosario Dawson, and Woody Harrelson star in this 2008 film about a man with a secret who sets out to change the lives of a group of strangers. Lon Harris is first.
All right, so when do you want to go to this pizza place?
We should do it soon, honestly. We should film it. We should film it.
Can't we just have a meal together anymore?
No. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, hands up, please. And we're going to start with Lon Harris.
I didn't have it.
And King Khan.
I have 7 pounds.
Yes, that's it. All right. All right, question
two. You like
two.
That?
Question
that
two.
That is correct, and that's also how far I am from my goal weight. Your next question. Category is 80s movies. These are the 1980s, John Rocha. Your question for a point. Which actor starred in the 1985 films Silverado, American Flyers, and Fandango?
I know a little bit about that last one.
It is a great service I encourage everybody to employ.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hands down. Hands up, please. We start with King Khan.
I have Kevin Costner.
Yes. And Lon.
I also had Kevin Costner.
2-1. Yeah. Question 3. Animated films. What 2010 animated film features the line, "Once we take this shrink ray, we will have the capability to pull off the true crime of the century"?
Can you repeat? I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't hear you.
Second one. Here it is. What 2010 animated film features the line, "Once we take this shrink ray, we will have the capability to pull off the true crime of the century"? Ron Harris.
Hey, that's why.
Are you saying shrink ray?
Shrink ray.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Like
a
shrinky dink.
Right. Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. Hands up, please. And we're gonna start with Lon Harris.
I don't know the shrink ray movie.
And King Kong.
He wants to steal the moon. Despicable Me.
Yes, that is correct. King Kong now.
Steal the moon.
King Kong going up 3-1.
All right, your next category lands in the world of movie release dates. And here it is. What year saw the release of the films Rush Hour, Out of Sight, and What Dreams May Come?
So far, King Kong with a 3-1 lead.
Banner year for cinema, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen the What Dreams
Five,
May Come.
Four, three.
Has anyone?
Two, I saw it. One, pens down, hands up, please, and we start with King Kong.
1998.
Yes, and Lon.
I also had 98.
Lon gets it. So we now see ourselves with a score of 4-2. Okay, next question. Oscars. Which actress received Oscar nominations for her performances in the films The Client, Lorenzo's Oil, and Thelma and Louise?
You ever get inside that Oscar ceremony?
Inside? No, but I have looked at the red carpet.
You looked at the red
Just
carpet?
Just looked at it and then walked away strangely. Wow. Five, four.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
Three, no. Two, or the smell. One, pens down, hands up, please. And we start here with Lon Harris.
I'm a professional seat filler, not just at the Oscars, full time. And the answer is Susan Sarandon.
That is correct. And King Kong.
Also Susan Sarandon.
King Kong, still perfect.
All right.
At the moment, we see ourselves. At the moment, it is 5-3.
Yep. Go back and watch that ceremony. You'll see Lon sitting next to Susan.
Mm-hmm. Resting tenderly on her shoulder.
Your next question is in the category of romantic comedies. And the question. Thank you. Which actress plays a commitment-phobic New Yorker who is considering a serious relationship with a sports doctor in the Judd Apatow-directed film Trainwreck?
Very close match.
Yeah, poised Khan, Harris keeping up.
And five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, hands up, please, and we start with King Kong.
I have Amy Schumer.
Yes, and Lon.
I also had Amy Schumer.
Well, there you go. That is a 6-4 score, getting into the 7th question here with the realm of horror/thriller. Rachel McAdams and Cillian Murphy star as airplane passengers in what 2005 thriller from director Wes Craven? Lon looks like he knew that one.
Yeah, that was a quick draw over there.
I knew that one.
And five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, hands up, and we start with Lon.
Red Eye.
Yes, and King Kong.
I think I picked the wrong plane movie, Flight Plan.
Oh, so Kong misses. That's big. That's big. That puts us within one. Lon Harris needed that, and it
gets
6-5.
A little rise out of the crowd there as well. And so now we go to your final question in round one. It's in the category of famous actors and actresses. The question for a point. Which actor co-starred in the comedies Mr. Roberts, The Odd Couple, and Grumpy Old Men?
That was massive.
Which you and I are rapidly becoming.
Oh, we got there a long time ago, buddy. This is massive. Let's see what is going to happen with this last question. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, hands up, and we start with King Kong.
Walter Matthau?
That's incorrect. Lon?
Jack Lemmon.
Lon ties the game. What a round. What a round it was. Down by two, and looks like a perfect round was happening, and Khan misses the last two, and Harris sees himself tied up 6-6 going into round number two.
That's
right.
He's a nervous midshipman.
And even worse news for Khan, he now has to talk to his manager.
So they both talk to their manager. They both have an opportunity to talk to their manager, Mark, as we now prep for round number two. It is the wheel round. How does it work?
The Wheel of Fate, Doom, and Justice. We have a live wheel in studio because we met its rates. So each competitor gets a spin at that third wheel. Once they land on a category, four questions will emerge from that particular realm. Each question is worth 2 points. Unless they need multiple choice, they can ask us. We'll give them four options, one of which is the correct answer. At that point, the value of the question recedes to one. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two. 3 JTE rules for Khan. Only one remains for Lon Harris.
All right, so Lon Harris is going to have the opportunity to decide whether or not he wants to go first or second, because it is a tie game. He is the higher-ranked competitor at the moment, so... Lon and Winston, what have you decided? Will you go first or second?
We're going to go ahead and defer,
defer
to the prince over here, yeah.
Oh, the prince. Okay.
I'm tired, man.
All right, so, King, you are up. Give it a spin. There is the spin by King Khan. He's going to look with a question. We don't really know this kid's.
Nice right. Spin, round and round. It is Black Cinema.
Black Cinema. So you got 60 seconds to decide what you want to do.
About to hook out or not?
60 seconds.
All right, they're deliberating. Sometimes it
does. Spin again.
It's going to spin again.
All right.
Something else on that wheel.
And here's the spin by the king. And whatever he hits here, he's got to take. And here is the spin.
Round and round it
and
goes.
Landing on.
Oh, no!
Opponent's choice.
It's not just the virtual wheel anymore.
I can't blame it on the virtual wheel this time. So
all right, so Team Swag, we're going to invite you up to the wheel to select which category you're going to saddle Khan with.
All right, so you would have to guess. If you were going to guess, it probably, you know, he just spun away from Black Cinema.
He spun away from Black Cinema.
I would assume that that's what they're going to give him, but we'll find out in just
a moment. There may be other strengths that Lon has that he wants to see if Khan can match.
That's true.
60 seconds is underway. They have about 40 left in their decision.
All right. This young man here clearly understands he doesn't want nothing to do with Black Cinema, but we're going to give him 70s.
Oh.
Because he young.
All right.
Look at that baby face. He young.
That's an astute observation.
70s movies for the king. All right. 70s movies for the king. All right. The king has been given 70s by his opponent. All right, King, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here's your first question. Who stars as Bart, the newly appointed African-American sheriff of an old West town in Mel Brooks's Blazing Saddles?
That is Cleavon Little.
That's correct for 2 points.
Great performance. Yeah.
Question two. How many entries in the Dirty Harry franchise were released in the 70s? You got 20 seconds for this one.
Three.
That's correct.
Wow. Dirty Harry, Magnum Force, yeah. The Enforcer.
Question three. Who directed Rocky II?
Sylvester Stallone.
2 more points. Yes. King Khan is moving here.
And Finstock knew an answer.
Last question. The best Rocky. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was the first film which starred Paul Newman and Robert Redford. What was the second?
The Sting.
2 more points for the king. What an absolute great round by the kid there. Gets opponent's choice, gets 70s, and annihilates
it's
it.
It's perfect.
As we see ourselves 14-6 going into Lon Harris's spin. All right, so now Lon Harris will be spinning the wheel. Lon, go ahead and give that a spin.
There he
this
goes.
Is a spin by the delinquent.
Lon Harris. No steal opportunities. He needs a big round, and he spun mystery films.
Mystery films it is. All right, so you got 60 seconds, Winston, and Lon, to decide if you want mystery films.
Three.
These aren't films where it's a mystery as to what category they are. They're all actually in the world of mysteries.
I think I'll stay with mystery.
Gonna stay with mystery. Lon Harris keeping mystery films.
All right.
And we're gonna see Mark Ellis asking these questions to Lon Harris.
That's right, Lon. While it is no mystery as to who stole a bottle of booze back there, these films do involve some still unsolved. For 2 points, your first mystery film question. What animated Disney film follows a mystery-solving mouse named the Basil of Baker Street?
The Great Mouse Detective.
And he was a great one. That is 2 points. Your next question for 2 more points. John Hawks, Alfred Molina, John C. McGinley, and Rebecca De Mornay feature in what 2003 film directed by James Mangold? Five.
You repeat the question?
Last one.
I certainly can. John Hawks, Alfred Molina, John C. McGinley, and Rebecca De Mornay feature in what 2003 film directed by James Mangold?
I'll go multiple.
All right, your 4 options for a point. Is it A, 1408, B, Exam, C, Cube, or D, Identity?
Oh, Identity.
First film I ever saw in the Cinerama Dome down the street. That is correct for a point.
There you go. So Lon Harris uses his last JTE, uses multiple, and gets the point.
Yep. Your penultimate question in the world of mystery films. Which popular TV actress plays Daphne in the 2002 film version of Scooby-Doo?
That's Sarah Michelle Gellar.
That is correct for 2 points.
Now that is a mystery.
They solve a lot of mysteries, I hear.
Who's haunting the abandoned amusement park?
Probably Mr. Withers. And for your last question in the world of mystery films, for 2 points, Lon, which actress played Lisbeth Salander in the 2010 Swedish language adaptation of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Her name is Noomi Rapace.
That is correct for 2 more points. A much-needed 2 more points. We now enter round 3. Still a tight ball game.
A hell of a match that we've got so far. The round 1 getting a tie 6-6. Khan destroying the 70s category. Lon only going to multiple choice once and sees himself down just by 1 point going into round 3.
Round 3, here's the rules, gentlemen. We need a series of numbers from each of you, so you're really going to be helping us out. These numbers may range from 1 to 20. You may not pick the same numerals as your opponent because each integer corresponds to a unique category of movie trivia showdown, mystery. Your first question is worth 2 points. Your next one, 3 points. Your final question is worth 5 big points. No penalty for missing a question, and there is no stealing in round number 3. It is a 1-point lead for King Khan as we enter round 3, so... Sir Khan,
mm-hmm.
Your Highness, your 3 numbers.
They've served me well before. Let's go 11, 2, and 8.
11, 2, and 8 for the King and for Lon Harris.
I'll go 4, 9, and 15.
4, 9, and 15. All right, so we are going to start with Lon Harris. Does not have any JTEs left. And Lon Harris chose category 4 for his first category. That is in the realm of directors.
Okay.
Directors. All right, here is your 2-point question.
This is for the lead.
Lon, who directed the films Straight Outta Compton and Friday?
F. Gary Gray.
2 points for Lon Harris. Now 15-14. And now King Khan, he chose category 11, Mark. Category 11.
Yep, that corresponds to the world of sports movies.
Sports films it is for the King. All right, Mark, 2-point question for Incon.
Athletic events meant to inspire. Your question for 2 points to regain the lead over Harris. Mark Wahlberg stars as Vince Papale, a local Philadelphia man who is given a shot at professional football in what 2006 Disney film?
That would be the film Invincible.
Fly, Eagles, fly. That is correct for 2 points. Once again, Khan goes on top.
Back and forth they go. Lon Harris now, category 9. Category 9. Lon, that gives you Spielberg films.
Okay.
Spielberg films for your 3-point question. Here is your three-point question. Which Spielberg film features supporting performances from Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Martin Sheen?
Catch Me If You Can.
Three more points for Lon Harris. Three more points for Lon Harris. Now King Khan has got to hit his three-pointer. He hit, category two.
That is in the category that was previously spun away from black cinema.
Black cinema for the three-point question for the King.
And your question. To regain the lead over Harris, Oprah Winfrey and Danny Glover were directed by Jonathan Demme in what 1998 psychological horror film?
Five, four, three.
JTE.
First one.
All right, you have two remaining. Your question. Oprah Winfrey and Danny Glover were directed by Jonathan Demme in what 1998 psychological horror film?
Five, four, three, two.
Snake Eyes.
Looking for Beloved.
All right, yes. Beloved. So here's where we stand.
Big Beloved fans.
At the moment, it is 1918.
Is Toni Morrison here?
1918. So Lon Harris could win the game here if King Khan does not hit his five-point question. Khan chose category eight, Mark. If he hits it, it bounces back. If not, Lon Harris going to round two.
And Khan has chosen by proxy of his number, represented by the great Kobe Bryant and Cal Ripken, and now Will Smith movies.
Will Smith it is, all right.
Woo indeed. And your question. For 5 points, to regain the lead, Gerald McRaney plays Will Smith's father, Bucky Spurgeon, in what film?
Five, four, three, two.
JTE.
Second one.
All right, you have one JTE remaining. Your question in the world of Will Smith movies. Gerald McRaney plays Will Smith's father, Bucky Spurgeon, in what film?
Five, four, three. Two.
Last one.
Last one. Here it is.
All right. Categories Will Smith movies. The question. Gerald McRaney plays Will Smith's father, Bucky Spurgeon, in what film?
Five, four, three, two.
Collateral Beauty.
And
Focus was the answer.
Very, very tough five-pointer there, Christian. A disappointed Khan and an elated delinquent who has finally realized he was in a movie trivia competition. And not only that, he ended up winning it, a big first-round tournament win for him.
What a match that was, because it was such a ping-pong battle where it looked like Lon was getting, look out, here comes his kid. And then King misses his two questions back-to-back, 7 and 8, and Lon gets him. Opponent's choice. The King blasts through it. Lon goes to multiple choice, and then kid misses his 3 and his 5. Lon Harris showing why he is a veteran of this league. Picks up that win, picks up the 3 points. Swag's moving forward. Lon Harris moving forward. Hey, 2-1 for the kid for the season. It's a good run so far.
He has impressed everyone with his movie trivia acumen, but it is a gigantic win, not just for Harris, but for Team Swag going forward in this tournament. A lot more points possibly on the table for that faction as we get deeper into the singles tournament. And right now, for an exclusive interview with the winning faction, that would be Winston Marshall, the manager, Lon Harris, the victorious competitor. We turn it over to the great Steph Sabra. Steph, I imagine it's a celebratory mood over there.
First of all, congratulations, Swag. Lon, big win. First time back with a seemed like there was a little shaky start going into round three behind, and then you came up with the victory. How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good. You know, if you had told me when I woke up like 2 hours ago that I would be competing in the Shmodown today, I wouldn't have believed you. And Vaughn, then look at me now. Vaughn, I'm here and I've won.
Vaughn, I told you last night before bet. What are you talking about?
I don't remember anything about it. This is the first I'm hearing about right now, right this moment.
Lon, well, you still came out with the win, even though you seem a little bit surprised that you're here. But Winston, gotta ask you, I know that you this season's been a little bit tough. These points mean a lot to you. This win must mean a lot to you. How you feeling?
I mean, you know, Lon has been one of my ride or dies from the start, man. I mean, obviously when Swag started, it was Paul, it was Lon, it was Chandru, it was like that OG crew. And so anytime, you know, I see one of them just go off and do exactly what they do, it just reassures me about that bond we have, or the skill they have, etc. And I'm not gonna lie, I was sitting there, Khan hit 70, or we gave him 70s, and he hits all of them, and I'm like, did we mess up? And we should have asked him all these black questions? Like, what am I doing right now? But hey, man, just glad that we get the dub today.
Is this guy 55, and he's just been cleverly screwing with us this whole time?
But the black cinema did come up again in round three, and coming from behind in round three, what was your mindset like? How were you feeling?
You know, I mean, I'm always just focused on trying really hard to answer the questions so I don't look dumb. So I was doing that again, really just trying, you know, like, you just try to focus on the next thing that you're going to get asked. Like, don't worry about, Paul in team matches will try to do a lot of, like, math and, like, work out the scenarios. Like, well, if we hit these two, and then they hit that, and then we use a JT, then we could probably still get multiple on this. And I'm just like, I just try to be like, it was Gru. If I could do that, if I could just say who the character of the movie was, usually things work out. So I just tried to do that.
I love the simplicity of that mindset. Now, we're talking about the singles tournament. Is there anyone you would like to see in the tournament that you'd be competing in?
Oh, against me, because I was like, me.
Yeah. Do you want to win this?
It'd be fun to have me in it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of rookies that are cool, that are exciting, that are coming up that it would be fun to play against. I mean, there's a lot of other great competitors. I've got a lot of history playing against people like, you know, Ethan Irwin and Dan Merle and Ben Bateman. It would be fun to sort of come up against William Bibiani. It'd be fun to come against some of those individuals again. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It'd be fun to have a lot of matchups. Video Drew.
Yeah, we all love Video Drew. Well, Lon, congratulations again. Swag, congrats. Lon, I think you need new shoes, but maybe next time?
Yeah, probably not next time, but I do need new shoes.
Drip, drip, baby.
Mark Christian, back to you at the desk.
All right, thanks, Steph. Obviously, Lon Harris, very excited, and Winston, very excited, and they want to get to that second round. You know, see, it's so funny how Lon Harris, when he came into this league as the professor, and the fans didn't respond to him. They would boo him, and now he's so beloved, and you see why. Not only from just kind of like, I'm just kind of a lovable dude. He answers the questions. He gets it right. And it was a great comeback victory for Lon.
Yeah, thievery allegations aside, Lon Harris playing terrific, as did Khan. I mean, Khan was smoking through round number one. He hit a couple potholes late in that round, climbed back after spending opponent's choice, hung in there like a champ, just couldn't quite get the W today.
No, but Lon Harris does, and Swag moves forward. Lon Harris moves forward. And now, speaking of Khan, he is standing by with Steph Sabraw and Finstock.
Let's hear it one more time for King Khan and Finstock Exchange. And I know this didn't end the way we wanted, but Khan, you still are an incredible competitor. I want to talk to you about round one. We missed those first 2 points. Did that get in your head at all moving forward?
I mean, those were literally the 50-50 answers, I called them. I was between Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, picked the wrong one, and yeah, it ended up with me tied with Lon at the end of the first round, but I still felt good. And then we saw how my second round went.
Perfect round two, which was incredibly impressive. And then round three, I want to talk about those last 2 questions. Was it that same sort of thing where you just said the 50-50, or was it kind of outside of your range?
I just straight up didn't know it. I tried using repeats to try and pull it. The Will Smith character name sounded familiar in my head. I took a shot with Collateral Beauty. Unfortunately, it was the wrong one. But yeah. I am not done this season just because I lost today. I plan to still win a belt this year, and I plan to help the rest of the Finstock Exchange advance in the tournament.
I don't think anyone's counting you out, including you, Gucci. How do you feel about King Khan today and moving forward?
Well, you know, you can't outsmart something when there's nothing to figure out. So, basically, you know, Lon Harris is a recluse, you know. He doesn't know anything. He just shows up and somehow gets some answers right. It's a great color on you. Was that indigo? Anyway. Look, Connell will be back. He's a king. You always got to get the first loss under your belt. You know, unfortunately, he was in the tournament here. But like he said, we're going to sit back and win the title this year. He's going to do that. I firmly believe that. You know, swag, whatever. It's not a big deal.
I know Con is a big part of your team, so moving forward, you said you're just going to keep moving forward, hopefully get the belt, but is there any other plan? Because you do have the rookie squad that we've all been seeing about, knowing about this whole season.
Yeah, I mean, look, we had a plan in the beginning of the year, and we executed it, and we're sticking to it. Whether it's sink or swim, we'll figure it out, but I think we're all going to be swimming right to the top.
Con, how do you feel about Lon and every other competitor in the singles tournament right now?
I mean, they're just going to lose eventually to the other three members of my faction. I have complete faith in Ty, the Tyrant, and Barbarian, and in Downtown Griffey Noobs to take Lon or anyone else they might face out. So I will be right behind them, helping them get ready, and we will see three of the four in the finals, semifinals.
That's the facts.
Well, boys, always good to see you. Mark, Christian, back to you at the desk.
Look, disappointed, but the interesting thing there, and I've gotten word from it too, so I can confirm that he kept saying, my season's not over, and you're like, well, wait a minute, there's no more singles matches. King Khan and Griffin Newman are going to be the team in the tournament for exchange. It is not going to be Rushmore. It is not going to be any other team. It is King Khan and Griffin Newman.
You feel that ripple that just went through the crowd out here?
It was a big announcement, so that was something that he kind of gave up there too. And the name of the team I can officially announce is King Arthur.
I was going to say King Downtown.
Well, it's King. Well, King Arthur, did you ever see The Tick? You should see it. Good show. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was frustration, obviously, but I think Dagnino, strangely enough, said something smart. And he said that you got to get that one loss under your belt. You got to get it under your belt because it'll make you, you look at what the great players have done in the past when they've lost. What's this kid going to do? Is he going to go, oh, man, I don't like the way that loss felt. I don't know if I can do this. And if he loses again, is that going to hurt him? Or is it going to be the opposite? Get in there, keep working, and then wind up being one of the greats.
The greatest competitors in Schmodown history have all done what? Lost. Even the two idiots talking right now. And so there was another great match here at Scum and Villainy in front of a raucous crowd. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today. Enjoyable crowd. And we're just getting started here with round one of the Movie Trivia Schmodown Singles Division Tournament.
We are, and not only are we getting started with that, Mark, we're also getting started with the live events and the crowds. If you saw it for Collision, the Scum and Villainy shoots that we are doing, and on October 9th, that's right, October 9th, it's New York. We're going back to Brooklyn, baby, and it is the SchmodownLive.com. Get your tickets, not a lot of tickets left, and on December 4th, downtown Los Angeles, the Schmodown Spectacular 6, it is back, downtown Los Angeles. How many people come to Spectacular? They're all coming to Spectacular. You should come to Spectacular. For the great Mark Ellis, I'm Christian Harloff. We'll see you next time.